Okay, we learned the pshat in this Gemara of Trey Ruby. Let's review the pashuk pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that in a case where a girl is nemsa, we don't know the status, not of the girl, not of the child, so we require two rites. Normally one rite would be enough. Here we require two rites. What we call rites to you and rites to you. We had a machlekes, Rashi learns that the Gemara is only Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a leave it to Hilchasa. But most Rishonim learn like Tosfos, Rambam learns that way, Tosfos passed in this way, that we're talking here about Rav Gamliel, we're talking about Halacha. And Halacha, you need two rites in order to do what? In order to be matir the woman, and presumably the child. My loss would be yuchsin, if it didn't yuchsin. Which means that you need two rites. Which two rites? Right city and rites of the city and rites of the guests of the city. Without two rites, it's not shayach to be matir. Now, before I get into Kavua Kemet on that, so let's just understand the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? That we make Gzeira Otu Kavua. If it would be Kavua, it wouldn't be enough. One right. See, where it's not Kavua, we make Gzeira, we require that there be two rights. That there be two rights, and without the two rights, it can't be mounted the child. So what does that mean, Lahalacha Lamaisa? That means that fact, as a matter of halacha, what does that mean? That let's say New York City, somebody becomes pregnant. Let's say Shalom Davis. Neshesish becomes pregnant, expected to be a husband. Let's say Neshesish, whose husband is away, for a year, and a woman is here alone, she becomes pregnant. So she has a child. And we don't know the status of the child. So what should be? What would be the din? What do you say? Well, we don't have this child. That in order to be matir, the child or the woman, the child, oh, she's called the Vadim, I'm sorry. So you have here a woman, sorry, no, who's a, sorry, start again. You have this, the child has a husband far away, child the Vadim. You have a single woman, and she becomes pregnant in New York City. All right, that happens all along. A single woman becomes pregnant in New York City and has a child. Do we have to assume that she was nibbalah from a mamza? We have to be chashish for that. Our Gemara says that you need two rights. If she went to the Zionist house, she went to his house, then no rights help. That's kavua kemet on after that. If he went to her, well, we don't know, so then you need two rights of kshayim. New York City is two rights of kshayim. Single girl, she gives birth.
No.
Did he have two rights of sharing?
No.
You don't think so?
No, you
have rights of sharing. You have to remember, a guy does not make the child a mamzer. The Jewish woman is mizana with a guy, the child's not a mamzer. The right people in New York City are sharing. Right to you as also sharing. Well, the child should be fine. I mean, the child should be fine, except that we have to get the exact but as far as Shashman Zeris, you have no Shashman Zeris.
Why not?
What? If someone. A man that's married doesn't make sense. The lady's single, the man that's married doesn't make sense. So what happens? What? So I was wondering if you go by the neighborhood or by the city. I'm not sure. Because if you go by the neighborhood, could be you don't have two rights, because who says there are guests in the neighborhood? Who says you see you have a right?
What?
What
makes it not a right? What makes it say a right is this? The Gemara says a right is one right for all the people in the city. What does it say? One right in the city, one right, let's say one right is people who work on the field, and one right is people who work in the office.
What you're making, the people in the city have a possibility of being kavua. People from outside the city will never be kavua because they're not home. So you split up. Yeah, we're guys, right? Problem, there are two problems. One problem is, what happens if we know that she went to him? That's kavua. She should be kibbutz al nefesh. The child should be possible with it. Any single woman is a zana. She was a zana, she went to the man's house. She has no idea who he is. She went to his house, she was a zana, and later we're being done with the status of the child. So one shaila is she goes to the man. The second shaila is, the Rambam holds that this din of Trey Ruby only helps in Chutz La'ir. If somebody is Mizana, the Kwana Shoti Pairi, the Rambam learns Kwana Shoti Pairi means outside the city, they had a market area, but they were Mizana. But in the city, the Rambam holds the whole city is considered Kavua. Not like Taisus. Taisus holds in the house is considered Kavua. The Rambam says, no, where you live, your city is called Kavua. Called Kavua Kamehtana. So according to the Rambam, if she was Mizana in the city, it's the same as being Mizana in the house. We're learning now a tremendous chiddush that even if 99% of the city are Sharon, 1% are Psulim, but since Kol Kavua Kamehtana Mehtadami, so like Taisus, if the woman goes to the man's house, and like the Rambam, if it's in the city, anywhere in the city, we have Psulim, automatically, we're going to say Kol Kavua Kamehtana Mehtadami, the child will be possible. And that would be a tremendous chiddush. That means somebody who doesn't know who their father is, you can't assume. So the Chef Shmaitzer, in Shmaitzer Dalit, in his Perikov Beis, wants to find an Eitzah for all of these type of people. And his Eitzah is, he says, 1 minute. What is Kavua? The 1% of Psulim and 99% of Sharon. What happens if you have a city where you don't know that there's a Mamzer? Do we know in Brooklyn that there's anybody who's a Vade Mamzer or a Vade Nisim? They're not seeing him anymore. Vade Evakirani, we don't have. Vade Mamzer, is there a Vade Mamzer? Now again, I'm not sure what you consider the city. Is it the whole Brooklyn? Certainly not whole New York City. The Muscovy is the whole Brooklyn. Or is it Flatbush or Borough Park? Let's say in this area, I don't know for sure there's a Mamzer. Do we know for sure that there's a Mamzer, a Jewish child that's a Mamzer in New York? But the Shev Shmaitza, I could be Mechadish here, that we could be Machshir. But the whole reason to be Machnir, because of Kol Kavua Kamehtana Mehtadami, no reason I need to rise because of Shash Kavua. But if I don't know that in this city there's anybody who's a Mamzer, I don't know that for sure. So then the whole thing falls off. I have no gzeirah to kavua. There is no kavua. And I can go about the rice, even in the city, even in the house. My sign fell. That the shesh might be.
Mechal.
Okay. It's a big difference between child being a man and child. How to marry? Nothing else in airplane. Anyway, the question was there. Shmaitza says 1 minute. Is it true that any single woman in New York City, since you don't know there's a Mamzer, everything is fine? 1 minute. How could a child be a Mamzer? Is there a way a child could be a Mamzer if the father's not a Mamzer? How? She's not anxious, single woman. How could a child be a Mamzer if the father's not a Mamzer? A brother. Is it not with a brother? A father. 1 minute, l'chayu, this whole heter should fall away. The whole heter is based on the fact that there's no kavua in the city. She has a brother who lives in the city, or a father who lives in the city. So that should make, again, kol kavua kamehtana mehtadami. There's one person in the city who would make the child a mamzer. We should say kol kavua. As a matter of fact, he brings in the mukiyaisif that says that. Mukiyaisif holds that kavua is a problem even for a relative. Shmaita says that the Mukiyaisis is a Das Yachid. He brings a raya from the Lashon HaRambam, but the Rambam disagrees. And the Chiddush of the Shmaita is that we're not chayshish
for nus with a relative. But while not shchiach, Rosh Hashanah adds that it's not no taiva, usually for a close relative. The meila, according to the Mukhi Yisrael, this gemara would apply in our city too, as long as you have a brother in town. Shashvayt the paskins, that it's not so. That the whole sugya only mentions mams in the sin, the evet. The Rambam only mentions mams in the sin, the evet. That this whole sugya would only apply if there's a bade mamzer in the sin. If the bade mamzer, he's nichlal in the safi, that'll be the problem.
You know,
what? That'll have to do with Taisus Tuf Shati, and if you need to write even when she's bothering on that. Why? Because he should play Dekka to Mazan, you mean? Yeah, you're right. It's only that Gaya has somebody's man, sorry. But she wasn't from, so there's no Dekka to Mazan. If it's a from girl, you can assume that we pass her Gamaliel, that she's Dekka. So then the question is how Bari make it any better, which is telling the two shot of the Tysus. If I still get talking even with a Bari, you need to write it to go. At any rate, this is the halacha l'maisa of the Sheshmaita that comes from our sugya. Presumably, let's say you know of one mamzer in town. So if that mamzer could prove that at that time he was in a different place, he was Aiden, he wouldn't be nechal on the Safik, he could also be made. Now let's get now to the klal of kavua, which the Gemara brings. Let's look back into the Gemara. Umiba ina trei rubi iba tan tesha chanuyet kulon maikvis pasu shchuta. Fachis mecheres pasu nevela. Lachach meachas mei vene de mei ze mei lachach. There are nine butcher stores in town that are kosher. One that's trei. Someone went to one of them and he doesn't know which one. Seiko yasser. Why? Because he took it from the Kviyas. The Sabbath began the Makkah Kviyusai. And from Kavuak, and that's the after Dami, it's the Sabbath that writes with him. The Nimtza, if you find it in the street, Holok Acharai. So in New York City, if you find it in the street, it's trade. Because right, meat in New York City is trade. If you find it in B'nai Brak, where right, meat in the city is kosher, so then it's kosher. And you can assume that it's kosher. The Nimtza, Holok Acharai. Chitaylo b'shein dafis medina nu'ay. So kashus, so why do I need trei rubi? It's enough one rai. B'chitay. B'shein dafis medina nu'ulay. So kashi lay ruba mi'alma. If you're going to say that this is only where you have rai of rai of the world also. Not true. I'm rab zera b'shtafis medina nu'ulay. That even if it's dafis medina nu'ulay, it's the same din. Then you go basarai. The Gemara my law also be yuchsin. You're right. Normally, one rite is adequate. My law also be yuchsin that they require two rites. Gufa amrav zera kol kavuak amrav eftadavi bein lakula bein lakula. Now, if you try to figure out a svara for kavua, you're going to fail. No svara that kavua should be eftadavi eftad. The Gemara says minolei amrav zera. The Gemara is going to bring the makar. First it brings there was an Amira. How does he know this rule? What's his makar for this rule? The Gemara brings a few possibilities. Eli ma b'tishachaniyah is kula ma'ich mispasa shkutach pasa nevela. Pulak ma'ich mispasa shkutach pasa nevela. Pulak ma'ich mispasa shkutach pasa nevela. Ubi nitzal hacharai. Yishika buach ha'nachtam ha'fadani. Hasam l'chumra. Over there, it's l'chumra. Now, May Tisha Tzvardim Vishar Techad Beinayim, a different mission. You have nine Tzvardim and one Sheret. Sheret is Metame, a frog, the Tzvardim has nine. V'noga Becham Emedim Ezim Noga, Sveke Tome. So we see again, why Sveke Tome? Why don't you call us a Raiv? It must be Kemetam Eftadami. After the Gemara, sometimes you look for it. Tosu no Raiv. It's only a Raiv, you call us a Kavu, I look for it. Now, so, but how can you prove it Lakula too? Maybe it's a form of the Rabbanu Masnir and it's not a Din Taira. Ella, Metisha Tzvarda Misharet Echad Beinayim. I'm sorry. Elo Metisha Tzvarda Mitzvardeya Echad Beinayim. Benaka Bechmeni De Mezim Naga. It's just Yachat Fekei Tamim. It's just around Fekei Tar. So here we see, even though it's 9 to 1, the odds that it's Tamim, we still consider it 50-50. Fekei Tar. So we see even Lekula, we say, Kol Kavua, Mitzvah Reisham Is Alam, Hamakra, Fa'arav by the Kamala, but she's governed by. So what do we have? You have 9 shvatim and 1 tzardeya, and you don't know which one you touch. So say kaitar. That's the makar in the Mishnah is to tell us that you're okay. A few things about the boy. What do we say? You have 9 shvatim and 1 tzardeya, and you're not sure which one you touched. So we say kokabok and that's on after that. Saibakuma, Saibakuma. Those of you who learned Yeridaya, if you have 2 pieces of kosher meat and 1 piece of trefa meat, and they're on the table and you can't tell which is which, what's it in? About the parayah, unless it's a chatikha or a chabit. Let's say it's a slice of meat, 2 kosher, 1 tray, it'll parayah. It's an alephate, not a chidish. I mean, basic Yeridaya. So we say the parayah. You have 2 kosher pats and 1 trefa pat. Get confused which is which. Does that matter? If you have a fork, place a fork that you use a milachik. Someone put it back into the drawer. Now it's mixed with the other fork. It's buck of barai. It's buck. It's mutter. By every case of buck of barai, why don't we say, kalka vrakanasam hexadami? The forks belong in the drawer. The meat belongs in the pot. It's in its place. Why don't we always say kol kavur kenatam echadami in every single case of different varieties? Now, furthermore, you have the shaila. If you have 1 mamzer in the world, and you don't know where the mamzer is, say you have an eshes tish becomes pregnant. Kids are mamzer. The eshtish goes, hides in the mountains, gives birth, and gives the child up for adoption. So there's a mamzer somewhere in the world, and we don't know where he is. Why don't we ask for the whole world now? Because of this mamzer. Let's say we know that when eshtish gives birth, she didn't have anything to do with the kid, she went to the government, she gave the baby over for adopted kid, and finished. Now, anybody who's kavua should be connected on after them. You know the child is, let's say, somewhere, even somewhere in America, somewhere in the world. Why don't we say kavua connected on after them? This is a problem. Say kavua. There are many such cases where we should say kavua. Even 1 in a million, you still say kavua. So the Chochmas Adam addresses this in one of his first pieces on Kavua. And he says, he aside, that the din of Kol Kavua Kamefza Meftadami applies only where the Isser is Nikr B'Makaymai. Where it is, it's Nikr, you can recognize it. Like the 1 the sheriff or the 9 shvatim and the frog, you can tell which is which, B'Makaymai. You just don't know which one you touch, but you can tell what it is. Or in the case of the butcher store, you know this is a kosher butcher store and those are trefa butcher stores. It's just that you don't know which one you went into. But the iser the mekayma is nicker. It's just when it was parish chutzpah mekayma, you took it chutzpah mekayma from its market. But it must be that in its market it's nicker. Okay, but the question is which store I was in. That's what I'm specific about. Which store did I go to? So at least in this store, it's nicker. So in its place, it's nicker. So Chachmasad says this as a yisai, that we only say kol kavua kemeftam eftadani if the iser is nicker b'makai. Once, the reason is because once it's not nicker,
then dine bittul. The Torah told us chidush bittul b'raya. Then dine bittul kicks in when you can't recognize something. So bittul b'raya applies when it's not nikkur, and kol kavua only applies when something is nikkur b'mekayim. Chazanish writes about the issue of a child. Obviously, the child is not nikkur; he can't see a mamzer by his face. Chazanish writes that the geder hadavar he doesn't know. What happens if there's someone in the world that knows where the child is? It's been kept a secret. There's one person who knows. There are 10 people who know. What makes something nikkur? What makes it noticeable? Obviously, in the Gemara's case, it's noticeable to everybody. There's a kosher butcher store, a trefa butcher store, a day on a sheriff. The question is, something which is nikkur only to an individual, is that called nikkur? Because the Mish remains with a suffix as to what is called nikkur. He says, the Geder HaDavar, he's not sure. Someone is, if there's one person who can recognize it, but he's far away, he says, that's probably not called nikkur. You can't find a person that is not called nikkur. If you still think, you know, he asked like 5 questions in a row. So if one person knows, is it good enough? If a few people know, is it good enough? If a person who knows, is chutzliyir, is it good enough? If it's chutzliyir and you can send a shliach, is it good enough? He's specific what the gather is. But the basic gather you have to know, because it's a trick question. Every bit will be right. Why don't we call it kavua? And the answer is because you need nikkur b'mekayim. Chazanish has some interesting psakim based on this in Simen Lamed Zayin of Yerdeya, Ois Yud Gimel. He has a few interesting psakim. I think some of them I may have mentioned last year. If you go to a store and you buy glasses, you have to title them. So we know that you have to title metal, you have to title glass. Metal, you have to title them in a Torah. And glass, you mechuyev midrabbanan. People sometimes ask, if you make a bracha when you table glass? Of course you should make a bracha. It's a drabbanan to table glass. Not deraisa, but we make brachas on drabbanan. So Yish says, if you buy glasses in a store where you don't know who the manufacturer is, go to the store and you buy glasses, mechayra, since you took it from the store, we should say kol kavua can have some after them. As long as there's some Jewish glass manufacturer, I have to be Magnum. If a Jewish company manufactures glass, you're not mechuyev to title. A Jewish company manufactures glass. It's only if a Kayish company manufactures glass that you have to title. So his shaila is, if I buy glass from the store, I go into a department store and I buy glasses, and I don't know if the manufacturer was a Jew or a guy, so we all title with a brach. The slide is garbage. Because in this is 1 minute. You purchased it in the store. If you purchase it in the store, then we should say kol kavua kamechdam after dami. And it should be a 50-50. Suffolk glasses is drabana. It should be a Suffolk drabana lakula. And it should be pata from tefillah. If it's their rights, the Kavu can have some master make the stuff in their rights. Kavu can have some master make the stuff. Because the cool only by Tumma Bishra Sarada. That's the care of stuff with cool. So if Hazanish says, Pacific, then maybe you should be pot. He says, if you buy it in the plant where it's made, the Kuyama, that's Kavu. It should still be pot. You buy it in the store, in the Pacific. It's something that's not Yikr. Can't tell. Now you can tell which company it's from, but it's hard for you to figure out if that company is Jewish or not. Should we say kol kavua kamechdam after dami in the pasuk? It's something. It's a gedarim of kavua. It's something out of pasuk. The reverse. If you buy kli makis in a place where it's right Yisrael, common thing, you buy a becher. Somebody goes into one of the farm stores in town. You buy a becher. You have to title the becher. So if you know it's made by a Jewish company, you have to title. Bechers are not only made by Jewish companies. Many of the bechers are made in India by Gaim. the you don't know. Not every bet was stamped where it was made. Pashtus is, Wright says, that it was made by a Jewish company, you don't have to buy it. How can the Chazinish is misopic. If you buy it in a store, maybe it should be Kol Kavua Kenetam Echzadami. And it should be Kol Kavua Kenetam Echzadami. You should have to type it in. It's not the right one. Now these cases help to illustrate for us the din of Kavua. The initial topic, again, is Kavua the Becher only the place it's manufactured? Or is it even in the farm store? That also considered Kavua. That's a Sati. And but then he says another Chiddush. Let's say that this Chiddush is not Nogeya in New York City. Again, Nebrak, Yerushalayim. If you go to a Friar Yid and he opens up a package of meat, he didn't cook it, not a Shabbat pot, it's prepared meat, right? It's salami. He tells you it's kosher. The mummer is not believed to say it's kosher. Could we say, I think, could we say, well, call the parish, we'll parish. If I find meat in the street, it's mutter, but I go to a mummer's house, it's not to be mutter. It's called the parish, we'll parish. What do you say? He knows where he bought it, but he's not Nehman. He's telling me he bought it in a kosher place because he wants me to eat by him. But if I eat, has no Nehman. It's the same boy he purchased it in a kosher place, right? Question is what Kavua? His house is not Kavua. They don't manufacture salami in the house. Most of the stores are kosher. What? So we should say call the parish Reuven parish. But think further. If I go into a store and I don't know which store I went into, I go to Bnei Brak, I think all the stores are kosher. I buy myself a frankfurter, I come out, and then someone says, no, they're not all kosher. What's the din of that frankfurter? Kavua, I went into a store. So if I go into a store in the city that's right kosher, and I buy something, Kavua come out to Mepta Tata. If a Friar Yid goes into a store and brings it home for me, what should that be considered? Kavua or Parish? You have a shayla. It came to me from a Yid, Parish. But the prior Yid, he went into a store to buy it. He purchased it from a place with Kavua.
He gave him
the most
papers. They went and said, what's Kavua?
Good, what? Guy would probably be should be parish. The Danish says, like both of you are saying, that that's called parish. Because the guy buying it is not a gaffany. The stuff that came to me to the front of the year, but it was parish. Yeah. So it's the way, well, what from you bought it, what is cursed to pass by him, it's not necessarily to pass by everybody else. So, yeah, the mummer is not misopic. The mummer knows where you bought it. We just don't know he's telling the truth. So the mummer, he knows where you bought it. The suffix began when he gives it to me. That's called parish. This is what the Chazayin says. I was thinking about this because it might be a limitzlus. I hope you're following the whole gedarim of parish and kavua. Might be a limit source and a problem that we have in Flatbush. There's a problem that there are Goyisha stores that sell challah. There's a Met Food on King's Highway, right off Ocean Avenue. Goyisha owners, or maybe the Friar Yidden, I have no idea. And they sell challah and danishes. And they have a sign that comes from a certain kosher bakery, and it's offered to buy them. Because you can't trust the guy or fry he is that he bought it from a kosher bakery. Now one shelf of Danishes says Press's bakery, one shelf or whatever one it is, and one shelf that says non kosher. When he runs out of kosher, he doesn't take one from the bottom and put it on top. No, no, no. So this is a problem. It's a problem that people don't know. That the halacha is that bread or cake needs a siman. It's got to be wrapped in a way that has a siman. They sell in many stores these Italian breads in these bags. We can slide them in and out. The same thing. You know how to buy that. Unless you buy it from a yid, it was delivered by a from a yid. They can give a hesher in the way of that. It's kosher. But otherwise, you know how to buy these things. So you need a siman. Now, I don't have a lean of course for the Italian bread or for the Danishes, but for the challah, would you agree with me that ripe challah in Brooklyn, you can tell what a challah looks like. The ripe challah is kosher. The Danishes, ripe Danishes aren't kosher. But challahs, I think you would agree, ripe of them are kosher, no? Huh? That makes challah. Yeah. We have one in my neighborhood too. But I still think it's right.
It's
no question. There are people who make challah that's not kosher.
And there are one of those makers.
That make challah? I make that many
challahs.
You may be right. I can't tell you. I will point out that there must be some of the non kosher bakeries who make kosher challah. It's possible that the oil is shortening, they're using the kosher flour, water is always kosher. And anyway, if it's true, then, like this chazainish, maybe you would have a lima tchus. I'm not saying to buy it, but you have a lima tchus. If you have a friar yid who knows where he got it, a guy who knows from where he got it, I'm buying it from him. Wherever he got it from is makom kedivur sa'id. I'm buying it from him. So maybe I could rely on his taking him among the few. So I'm not specific which bakery I went to. I know where I went. I went into this medicine. Maybe it's not something which store I went to. The subject is, where did the challah come from? So if you take the chazanish chimish, that a friar yid or a guy who buys it is makes it parish, and when I buy it from him, it's called a parish group of parish. So maybe then you would have a reason to be makel.
What if you know where you're
going? It could be if bright Italian bread in Brooklyn is kosher. I don't know the statistics. A lot of them have a share. If they're right kosher, it could be at the same head.
But you see the truck and corn bakery coming every day.
So you can take it from... No, you see it every day. It's not good enough. Because you don't know that the one you're buying is for a truck. You see it, you take it from him. You take it from the delivery. You know, he's giving it to him. It's in front of you. You know.
You don't know. Sometimes they make
things
distinctive that are always different than
you can tell what it looks like, yes. I don't think it's a Matthias, I don't know that. Because his topic is, where did he get it from? That's called Kavua. That's the case of the Gemara in the Pasuk. There's a certain number of groups that are in it within this Shaila. And within that Shaila, he's definitely the subject where. Where he went, the suffix began, the mocking to you said, the place where it's made. The suffix finish is, but that's not a suffix to the guy knows where he got it from. The suffix starts when he buys it, so tchilat ha-suffix is already in a place where it's not nicker. If you don't know which store you went into, the tchilat ha-suffix is in a place where it is nicker. If you're mesuffix only after you get it, so then that's... And that substat place with not nicker, which is called the partial rule of five. It may be that it's a little bit. The Kidager has the following shot. Let's say a woman is nizana in a city. It's ripe shaven. 51 shaven and 50 psulim in the city. So the whole city. 51 people who are Muta Lakuna and 50 who are Pasul Lakuna. She was Mizana with someone. Is she allowed to marry a Kayan? Should I marry a Kayan? So we say, well, both of us are right. That'll be considered right for a year, assuming you have right for a year and right for you out. You have the two. So she's allowed to marry a Kayan. They declare, what would be the din? The one that wants to marry her is one of the 51. The city's got 101 male, 50 psulim lakuna, 51 shem. And she's relying on right in the year, and there was also right to you, she's a lot of Ariakai. The one that she's marrying is one of the 51 shem. And he knows he wasn't the one that was Mizana with her. He knows I'm not the one that was Mizana with her. Why would you say she'd be the dinner that she gave? Huh? Should be the... What? Can't count him. They can't marry him. So she can marry any kind except him. If the Kiva Eger is specific, why would be the dinner? Why would you say I'll be smarter? What? Once you take him out, you have no right anymore. Clearly, you shouldn't be allowed to marry him. The Rishash says, there's no question, he's allowed to marry her. Rabbi says, right, but Sharon, you're allowed to marry her. Not only that, says the Rishash, but even a bigger finish. Don't scream at me, it's Rishash. I'm trying to understand the Rishash. This is the Rishash's Chiddush. If you buy meat in the city, and it's parish, to find meat in the city, and in this city, there are two butcher stores, or the kosher meat in this city is, let's say, on a given day, you have 60 pieces of kosher meat, and 20 pieces of treif meat in the city. Called parish, moving parish, right? Away. The piece of meat you found was, let's say, a rib steak. Right rib steaks in town are treif. Right meat in town is kosher. But right rib steaks are treif. So if you rely on right, that right meat is kosher. What do you say? Svara? No, what do you say? Shall I be down on the rib steaks, right? Listen, that doesn't... Right, the Rishash doesn't say rib steak. He says a meat that's cut, meat is cut in different shapes, right? Different meat. He calls it meat that's cut in shulashais, like a triangle, and meat that's cut square. Nearly, in the chanus achas kesheira, hayimem chatichas merubais, the esem shulashais. The kosher butcher store has 40 pieces of meat cut square, and 10 cut as a triangle. The chanus hatreif, v'loy haya alachav chatichas kulam shulashais. The trefa one has 20 pieces, all cut as a triangle. Nimtza. Chatichah mishulashes. That the case? Kosher store has 40 pieces of other meat and 10 that are cut this way. The trefa store has 20 cut this way. Now I find one cut as a triangle. Kshera. What? It's not right. He's saying right meat is kosher, so therefore you can rely on right meat. It's hard to explain this, no? If I can explain it? This Mr. Shash, I'm never going to explain to you. I try to explain to Rakita Eger. In the first case, but this case is the triangle meat. It's hard to defend. What? Huh? Yeah, challah, so you have to judge all the bread, not just the challah. According to Rishash. Rishash says you judge everything. So this is what Machlokes is. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Rishash. Rabbi Akiva Eger says you work logically. If you have 51 and 50, and one of the 51 wants to marry him, that's not called right anymore. Rishash says no. It's still right. Machlokes is number one. Maybe the square was cut into a triangle. But that's not his kavanah, yeah, right?
It could be
that the square was cut into a triangle. Seems to me that that's not his kavanah. He's basing it on the way he argues with Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger is arguing and saying, who cares? Logic. The fact is, it's right. He's saying, you're only the same thing. seems to be saying logic doesn't work here. We work by technically, it's right, and finish. Next case. There's another shayla, which is the machlokes, the Chavos Das and the Chochmas Adam. Let's say you have 10 butcher stores in town. 9 sell kosher, and 1 sells trei. But the one that sells trei sells more meat than all 9 butcher stores combined. What should be the difference? Again, you realize we're going in one of the similar mahala. Okay, you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher, 1 that sells trei. Find meat in the street. The one that sells trei sells more trei than the 9 kosher combined. So it should be the din. What? Logically, right, should say it's trei. What? I found meat in the street. Let's say the 9 kosher stores, they all each have 100 customers a day. And the 1 trei store has 1,000 a day. So 1,000 is more than the 900. They're 9 stores. You're right. But what do you mean, right, Kavua?
You have more
wasn't good
than
it's
kosher.
True. But I found meat in the
street.
Logically, who cares where you bought it? You found meat in the street.
What's the matter? Right says that first one to buy it.
How do you translate it?
Right, first one to buy
it. Who has no spark? You shouldn't have the spark to come first, right?
Right
says the Chavos Das says it's kosher. Chavos Das says that the 9 butcher stores sell less meat than the 1 trei. He says it's kosher. And the Chochmas Adam says that it's trei. He says he doesn't understand. Who cares how many stores there are? We care about the meat. The Chavos Das brings a nice raya. He says the halacha is, if you find an aveda in the street, find a diamond ring in the street, so the halacha is according to how much money people have. He writes that it was Yedua in his time that the Goyim were wealthier than the Jews. Baruch Hashem, it's not anymore. But he writes, by me, that the Goyim have much more money, the Jews are a little poor. The Goyim have a lot of money. So, why don't I say, well, why do I go about the right Yisrael? Why don't I say, look, something expensive was found, Goyim have more money than Jews. They have more jewelry than Jews. So if I find a piece of jewelry, go according to right that it came from a guy. And the halacha is, it depends on right people, not on right jewelry. You find something in the street, you don't say, well, who buys most of this type of item? No. You say, what are right people who walk by? So what do we see? What? We'll have to be down on the chalas again also. Okay. Talk about it, 1 second. But you're right, let's open up the discussion again. The Chavos Das is saying that we go according to right people, and therefore we should go according to right chalas, not according to our logic of how many pieces there are. Chochmas Adam dismisses this, says it's not so. He says the raya from Aveda is no raya. He says, do rich people carry all their money in the street? Rich women or poor women, each one wears one necklace at a time. But the rich women don't wear 100 necklaces because they have 100. So you found a necklace. So he says, do the Ashirim carry all their money with them? We're talking about what was carried in the street. The men will go correct the right things. They carry more. But it's not enough to be machriya. It's one thing to say the rich are so much richer, it's one thing. But stomach, you go take the right people. You may be right, it's 51% guy and 49% you.
Yeah, $1 or $10.
A dollar is a bad example because a dollar has no sin. Yeah. Talking about an item of jewelry or
the watch, the coupling, the pipe, and something in the food pipe.
Do you agree with the Chazdat?
Yeah.
Fine, but yeah, I think if you watch Rolex, you find a Rolex, you should go all the way to write people who own Rolexes. Do you see the place of Chazdat in the Chayyam? Chazdat said you go all the way to write people. Chronologically, you should have to go all the way to write people who own this type of an item. Right? People who own the Rolex watch.
Is it the whole time?
What?
Yeah,
but he's saying there's certain things which the poor don't wear.
Right.
Well, like, but maybe you'll be made in that case.
Yeah, but
maybe you'll be made. Like Paris will be that have a simin. You go and you find a rock in the key, which is a simin. The poor and rich carry the same.
Everyone
wears jewelry,
just that poor don't wear the same thing every day.
Yeah, the rich wear it all the time, and the poor wear it occasionally.
No, it could be that the
emulator
wears the
earrings,
but the rich wear it every day,
while
the poor wears
the same thing. But that's what Yanki's timing is, that's true about something. There's a bit of Rolex to say Makinami. At any rate, we have a place to have a das of Kaf Masadam. Again, this is a very simple case. 9 butcher stores that sell a meat, and the 1 butcher store trade sells rice. What do you go for? I think everyone will agree that if you bring this up at a table, you bring up the Shaila, most people, their first instinct is like the Kaf Masadam. If 9 sell less meat than the 1, you should go for the right meat. You go according to right meat and not according to right store. The Hatzadi has a tshuva which explains the machlaikis. Explains the machlaikis. The machlaikis is how kol kavua kenetzal nefta dami work. The Chachmas Adam understood kol kavua kenetzal nefta dami means, is this mean pasher or tray? Kavua, you say 50-50. And called the parish means, you say right, they would dance to meet as kosher or tray. And that's the push the way to learn. That's the way Balabhadra she would learn, is that that's how you judge. The Chavis Das disagrees because he says that we're not done on. We're not done on the piece of meat. We're done on the makaymites, where it came from. Did this meat come from a kosher store? Did it come from a treva store? When it was in the store, it was nicker. When it goes out, it becomes not nicker. Which store did it leave? Did it leave a kosher store or a treva store? We're done on the makaymites. Zop the Hasi, the Chavizdah tells we're done on the makaymites. That's part of the chiddush of Kol Kavua Kemetzal Nefta Dami. That depends on the makam it is. And the name of the dinam of called the parish are totally in makai, not in numbers, not in number of makaimis, not in number of pieces. The name where he says this finish, that even if the 9 butcher stores sell less than the 1, we still go according to makaimis. He wants to say that this may be the machlaikis, the same machlaikis between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rishash. Kiva Eger held like the Chachmas Adam. That is logical. Right is logical. You take into account all the possibilities. So that you have 51 sherim, 50 psulim, and the kosher now wants to marry this woman. So now it's 50-50. Because there are 50 kosher people, 50 traitor, or psulim. It's 50-50. So Kiva Eger said that the kohen can't marry, one of the 51 can't marry this woman. Why does the Rishash disagree? The Rishash says, we're not trying to judge the person. We're trying to, the kuda that we're being done on is from which place did this person come? Did he come from a makom that's kosher, or did he come from a makom that's pari? In this city, we have 101 homes. 51 homes are kosher. 50 homes are pari. The question is, from where was he pari? From where did he come? since we're being done on the Mekayimais, since we're being done on the Mekayimais, so we go according to Rai Mekayimais. But the nicker in the house, every human being is nicker in his home who he is. The question is, when he was parished to be Mizana, where did the person come from to go to be Mizana? So there are 101 doors he could have come through. I don't mean doors, some houses have two doors, but I mean 101 homes that he could have come from. And right homes are kosher. One home we know for sure he didn't come from. But if I say Sudan and the Makaydis, that's the Rishash Shishita. Rishash and the Chavazdas have this Kiddush, that the din of called Kavua is Mechadish to us. So when do we say called the Parish? Meruba Parish? We hear Meruba Parish. It came from Rav Makaydis. We hear where it came from. That's the Nidai. Since that's the Nidai, then. So these are two Mahalchim called the Parish Meruba Parish. The Mahalach of the Chafmasadim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is much more stabber to most people, and the Chiddushika Mahalach of the Chavizdas and Rishash, where Mechadesh, that we don't go with the logic of what the odds are, what this piece is, rather we go with the technical question of where it came from. So just to sum up, I'd like to mention one more nekuda, without confusing. I mentioned to you the gedder of nikkur. Why gedder b'rai is not sorry, because it has to be nikkur b'mekayimus to be kavua. One thing you should know. The chazanish is hagdara of the inyan, and this not like. One more thing which the Zelda is a kasha. And it's brought down, Eric brought, where Bahana brings it as a Maxim Ha'ilam, and Shari Yesha brings it that way. I don't know who's the first one to ask the Kasha, but the Kasha is asked, that we have a Gezeres HaKasav, called Kavua Kavasa Nasana. We have a Gezeres HaKasav that every Kavua is considered to be 50-50, called Kavua Kavasa Nasana. Now called the parish, that's a sorrow. You say it came from right. But let's say if I meet the street. I'm not sure where it came from. I know it came from one of the butcher stores in town. I know it came from one of the butcher stores. Nobody shuts in their own house and probably in the house. They have to go to the tabak. Every parish is parish from a kriyas. Since every parish is parish from a kriyas, so when I find meat in the street, I'm saying there are 9 kosher and 1 tray. No, there aren't 9 kosher and 1 tray. The stores themselves should be considered 50-50. And since you're Pirish from Rakim Kaviyusai, you're Pirish from the Kaviyus. So why am I glad that there are 9 stores and 1 store? If there's a Xeris HaKos of Kol Kavur Kamesha Mepsadon, and I know the meat came from the store, the possible meat came from the house. But if I know that he came from the store, why did the Kavua tell us that whatever is parish from 50-50? Why did that leave in the Chiddush of Kol Kavua? Now this Kasha, I'd like you to look at it. I'd like to give you the amount of kindness on this. One is Reb Chaim, quoted by Reb Chanan. Chanan is in two places. The clearer place, the Chelet Beis of the Kavit Shiurim, this section of Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitzah. And there, in Oishchof Aleph, he quotes Reb Chaim, who answered this question. Small piece, and I think that you can learn it and appreciate the longest. Reb Shimon, the Shari Yesha, Shari Dalid, Perek Gimbal has a different tarot. So Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon are arguing in the longest. And what I'd like you to do is take the time to look at it. And then, what I'm going to suggest tomorrow, maybe, and you can talk about it, is that the whole machlokes is between the Chavizdas and the Chafmasadim, the machlokes are the Rishash and the two ways of looking at it, may well be that it's totally in Reb Chaim's way and Reb Shimon's way of learning the whole subject. which means basically they'll be able to tie together these two machlokesim and the Rebbe and Reb Shimon and try to make it all probably better. Hopefully we'll have a good understanding of two machlokesim.